Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church, and God bless each one of you. Happy Wednesday, saints. Happy Wednesday. Jesus is with us, and that's what matters. Amen. no matter what happened or didn't happen, or we thought were going to happen and it didn't happen that way, and it went another way, and we don't know what to do or what to say, we're going to say hallelujah anyhow. Amen, because God is in control, and we are thankful for that. Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet Protestant ministry, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it is, wherever you are. Amen. We are a worldwide ministry. We're in over 100 nations on the globe, and we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, period. And that's the way it is. We exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible, and we invite you to join us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, we made it through that portion of the high days. Praise the Lord. We want to thank him for that. We all fell fair, but we all got to practice sending it back wherever it came from. Amen? And I believe we were victorious. So, we want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace. We want to thank him for his mercy and abundant blessings toward us. And we certainly want to thank him for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to thank him for that. You know, saints, in life, there may be people who vehemently disagree with you. But when you're right in Christ, you are right. And that's just the way it is. When you're in agreement with Jesus Christ and he's in agreement with you, they can disagree with you as much as they want. It doesn't change the truth, and it doesn't change the fact. You see, God is always right. And when you're in a total agreement with him, you get to be right too. So even if people disagree with you, they get upset with you, they mistreat you, they malign your name, they attack you spiritually, you're still right. You're right in Christ. And that's important. That's very important, and it'll always matter. It's not an insignificant thing. No, quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. You see, a lot of what happens in the covenant, in our covenant relationship with the Lord, hinges on our obedience. It hinges on our obedience. And when we're obedient, when we're right with the Lord, we're okay. It doesn't matter who doesn't agree and who doesn't like it and who wants to say ugly things. They'll have to give an account of their activities and behaviors and words to the Lord. But when we've done what we know is right, it's okay. So I just want to remind you of that as we go through what we call life here on earth. And as we interact with persons during the holiday, what's called the holiday season. I don't think they ever have a season, you know, because they try to have a sale for every day. They declare new holidays as just a happy donut day. Really? Seriously speaking? I'm not sure what that's about, but I think it's to sell more donuts. But, you know, there's always going to be somebody that thinks they're right and you just must be wrong because, of course, they are right. Well, that's going to be their problem. Amen. It shouldn't become your problem. Amen. Let them find out that they are wrong. In due season, if they belong to Christ, they'll come back and apologize. Amen. Amen. So, as you know, there are going to be a lot of sales going on. Why? Because they want your money. Tony the Tiger, if he's still around, wants your money. Still make him want your money. And Jesus has already given us the warning and admonition not to go throwing our money away. Amen? Jesus has already told us that. He started that months ago with us. You don't have to give Cocoa Puffs your money. Amen? You don't. You have a choice. Amen? You understand? You do not, just because they put a commercial or advertisement, or they come up with this little jingle that sounds kind of cute, does not mean you have to fork over your money, because your money belongs to Jesus. Amen. And he has to approve of how of your stewardship and how you manage the money he blesses you with. So you don't have to give Cocoa Puffs or Tony the Tiger your money. Amen. So I just wanted you to remember that when the temptation to sin shows up, you need to remind it, no, I don't have to give it to Tony the Tiger or the Cocoa Puffs or to you either. And that's just the way that works. I'm sure they're going to, you know, download either your text messages or your email box with all this junk. Well, you know what a delete looks like, don't you? Amen. That's what you do. Just get rid of it and keep going. So we want to thank the Lord that no matter what the world does, we're going to be steady and going forward, moving forward in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. No, you don't have to. You know, I can almost hear what Brother Bill is thinking. That's just like, never mind that. So anyway, we'll let that go. But nonetheless, God is helping us. You see, the idea is that we don't want to be broke going into the new year. We don't want to be broke. There's just no need for that. That's what the Lord's telling us. There's no need for that. Okay, he's blessing us. And as we obey him, he will bless us all the more. Amen. So don't go around handing it out where you don't have to hand it out. Don't go around feeling sorry for them because their sales are dropping and they might have to close up their store. That, what, really? Amen. There's no need for that. You just go right on and obey the Holy Spirit in your spending, and you'll be happier this year. At the new year, you won't have this glum look on your face like, there's nothing, and I don't have, and no, you won't be playing that song. That won't be it, okay? So we're going to obey the Lord, and we're going to come out better. Amen? Amen, because you know they go around jacking the prices up. See, this is how the game they play. They jack the prices up, and then they give a discount and tell you it's a sale, okay? So let's not go for it. We've seen it before. We know what it is. It's a gimmick, like it always is. So we're smarter than that. We have the Holy Spirit, and he'll say no or yes. And that's the way that works. Amen? And then God will be pleased with how we handle that matter. You see, some of us don't have what we could have because we don't manage what we do have well. It doesn't mean we don't have enough. It just means that God sees room for improvement in our financial management skill. That's the truth. He does. And he will point out to us areas where we overdo it. And he will point out areas where we're trying to be cheap and tight. Amen? It goes both ways. Wherever we're out of line, the Lord will seek to bring us into correction. And we need to humble ourselves and receive the correction. Yes, it may be different from the way you used to do it and the way you were raised doing it and what you thought, but Jesus isn't wrong. The Holy Spirit isn't wrong. He is the Spirit of truth. So I know that there are those of us that must make some purchases, and we're waiting for those items to go on sale. But always listen to the Holy Spirit. Ask him, is this the best price? Is this the best quality? Is this the item that you would like to see me purchase? Always consult him. He's a much better shopper than you are. He always has been. He always will be. He's the Spirit of truth. Amen? Amen. So just trust him. And if you find that you have excess things in your home that you could bless someone with, you know, there are a lot of people that have had a very rough year this year. And someone, you know, they may need that item. You know, you have to ask the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to do? It might be somebody that you already know that he wants you to bless with that item. So just obey God. Amen. Obey the Lord. Amen. Obey the Lord. And Jesus picks out great watermelons, even when you're driving down the street. Trust me, I've tried him on that. Amen. And the people that ate the watermelon told me it was sweet. So you see, the Lord can pick out watermelons. He can pick out other things too. Amen. So we're learning how to allow the Lord into every place in our lives, every little single thing. It makes for a better life. It makes for a better life, saint. When you leave, you won't have all those regrets some people have. Some people leave and they have a lot of regrets. You put all of that behind you. That's behind you now. And you're looking to brighter days with the Lord. And if a cloud shows up, it'll blow away sooner or later. Amen? We're walking on a higher plane than we were before. Yes, we are. And God is leading us to where he wants us to be. Amen. And he's changing us on the way. So let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's a wonderful thing to be a saint of God. It's a wonderful thing to be blessed with the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful thing to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's a wonderful thing to have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, Lord, it's a wonderful thing. And we want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for it, Lord. We were going every kind of way but the right way when you came to retrieve us. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for getting our attention, Lord. Thank you for not letting us go. Thank you for causing us to walk in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you for the corrections. We wouldn't be where we are now if we didn't have them. Thank you for picking us up every time we fell down. Thank you for washing us off with the water of the word and fixing us up and getting us back on the path of righteousness again. We want to thank you. No, Lord, we're not perfect. There are no perfect people down here on earth. The perfect one left already. There are no perfect people here. They're just people that are trying to follow you, just as the disciples were when you were here. They had issues. We have issues. But in Christ, our issues are solved. Amen? So we want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the angel of the Lord that encamps around about those that fear you and delivers them. We thank you, Lord, for the protection of the angel of the Lord and our deliverance. You've told us, Lord, to be strong and of good courage, not to be afraid, not to be dismayed, because you're with us wheresoever we go. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're with us wherever we go. We want to thank you, Lord, that you've given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are our eternal refuge and your everlasting arms are outstretched to us continually. We want to thank you, Lord, for being our help. Our help comes from you, the God who made heaven and earth. We thank you, Lord, that we've been told not to be afraid. When we lie down to sleep, that our sweet sleep shall be sweet. Lord, we thank you for sweet sleep for the rest of the days of our lives in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that interferes with the promise of God fully manifesting in our lives in Jesus' name. And we bind it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise for what you'll do. We thank you, Lord, that you teach us to put our trust in you. And when we do, we will be saved. When we put our trust in you fully, we will be saved. We give you praise, Lord. The Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, Lord, since you are for us, we know that no one shall prevail over us. We know that you can't lie and that your word is the truth. We choose to cling to you and to your promise, Lord, and we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you that the devil cannot move us, Lord. We stand unmovable in your love. We stand unmovable in your grace. We stand unmovable in your provision for us. And we give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Lord, all of our eyes are waiting upon you to give us what we need, whatever that may be. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. We thank you for the satisfaction that comes only through you, Lord. We will not fear anything. We will not fear death. We will not have anxiety or stress or torment or horror or the fear of man. We won't walk in fear and we won't be faint-hearted because you stand for us, in us, and with us. We won't have despair or rejection or hopelessness. We won't have insomnia or depression or heaviness or self-pity because you are here for us, with us, and in us. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus covering us and the wall of fire with your glory in the midst surrounding each of us, Lord, and surrounding us as the church. We thank you for the praising angels. We thank you for the armor that you've given us. And our shields are up in Jesus' name. Our swords are pulled forth and released, Father, in Jesus' holy name. And we thank you, Lord, for the armor of God. We're completely covered. And we have based our lives on the word of God. You are our shepherd, we won't want, and we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We cast down every single imagination. We bind every thought in Jesus' name. We shut that door, that portal to the enemy by binding every thought in Jesus' name, by binding every single thought in Jesus' name. We shut that portal and that door to the devil in Jesus' name. He can't come in that door because it's closed. We sealed it in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast down all imagination. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that I have thought this whole month, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I bring that thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it shall not have dominion over me in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and cough those things out in the name of Jesus. Cough them out. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Cough it out. It's not supposed to stay there. It'll come back to torment you. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We repent of worrying for no reason at all. Why? Because we allowed a thought to enter without taking hold of the word. So we repent of that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we do. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord. Why? Because we know that you care for us. You love us. You loved us enough to die for us and then to resurrect. That's right. So we thank you for the love, Lord. There is no love like your love. There is no love that can compare. This is the love we've always wanted, and we give you praise for it, Father. And, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We forbid those things to proceed forward. In fact, we push them back in the name of Jesus Christ. We push them back in the name of Jesus. We push them back in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones, wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, all electronic, all digital demons, all technology demons and their attacks, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and their particle attacks, techno-paganism, and all mind control, controlled by the occult, all mind control that comes from the occult. In Jesus' name, we bind it all. We bind every Leviathan spirit and all of their attacks. We bind every Kundalini spirit and their psychic activity in Jesus' name and all of their attacks. We bind all water and marine spirits and all of their sexual attacks in Jesus' name. We bind every attack against the marriages in this ministry in Jesus' name. We boomerang those attacks back to the enemy where they came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind every attack against persons who are divorced or single or widowed in this ministry or estranged. We bind those attacks and we return them from whence they came in the name of Jesus Christ. We boomerang them right back. You have no business attacking us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bind all the sex devils and all their attacks and their infiltration into our dreams and our emotions in Jesus' name. We dry them up with the fire of God in the name of Jesus. They may not use our body fluids in Jesus' name. We dry them up with the fire of God in Jesus' name. We dry them up. You may not use our body fluids. You must leave us now. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. Yes, cough those things out. They don't have any business bothering you. Thank you, Lord. We give you, we bind all unclean spirits and their attacks. We send those attacks back where they came from. We bind those devils, and we return them from whence they came. Go right back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right back where you came from. We bind all passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks. We bind the whore and the whoremonger in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of prostitution in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the people of God. Come out of the people of God. Even familiar spirits coming down the family lines. We bind the whore and the whoremonger and the spirit of prostitution in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. Take a deep breath and cough. It'll come on out. Even if it's in the family lines, we bind all those familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind all the voices of the stranger, all sonic and audio weapons, the Havana syndrome, the brain changes and injuries. Anybody who's had a concussion, we bind those concussions and their effect on your brain and how it works in Jesus' name. We bind and Father, we ask for the Lord Jesus Christ to put his hand right where the nail scars were, right on the places on us where we had the concussion. In Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for releasing your healing virtue on us right now. In Jesus' name. Yes, take a deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attack, all hypnotic and trance devils, all the mind control that comes through the computers, through the cellular phones, off the cell tower. Deep breath and cough. We close those portals coming through the computers, through the cell phones, through all the electronic equipment, through electromagnetic EMFs. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Deep breath and cough. Especially if you work using computers, in Jesus' name. Lord, touch our minds. Touch our minds, Lord, right now. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch our minds. Touch our minds, Lord. Release your healing virtues in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for it. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intents, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads and conjurers of the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, European, Indian, American, Australian, Caribbean, and Latin American black and white magic in Jesus' name, and any other culture. Celtic, all Celtic witchcraft. Usha, ka ba 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 sha. Cough those things out in the name of Jesus. They keep coming out. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. In Jesus' name, we bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, and all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bullflies and every demonic insect, spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs, of evil spirits, the spirits of infirmity and supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind you. In Jesus' name, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the bondage of the generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the words of the fool and the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, and horoscopes, numerology, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, dizziness and confusion, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Dizziness and confusion, we return the attack from whence it came in Jesus' name. All oppression and depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that. We bind the king of pride and all of his agents and underlings. We bind his kingdom, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind the power that tempts us to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselech, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We send you into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, altars, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, and all of the elements and the intents and prayers in Jesus' holy name. We chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We close that eye in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that none of those evil workings shall affect your people in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassments, fear, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, go free to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. And we particularly lift up, Father, those missionaries in Haiti. Encourage them, Lord. Encourage them and strengthen them in Jesus' name. Encourage them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Rulla la la sundiri brisa tarabraka de dio soto robare. Yarraka la la sundiri brika de dio sundere bre. We thank you for the angel of the Lord encamping around them. Esha mama scutarabri. Reke de brisa tarabraka de dio sundere brika de dio sundiri brika de dia. Rulla la la sundiri rikisa de braka de rasa le dio soto. Rike si de rabrosha le de ondo robare ke le le ya sahara. Yarroko le le ya satarabri. Father, the prayers of protection that we pray for ourselves, we pray for them as well. We ask you, Father, to give them insight and wisdom in Jesus' name. We bind their captors in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them and we chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. Ba ba ba. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us, Lord. We want to thank you for that. And, Father, we disconnect from ourselves every devil that followed us from wherever we went, or any devil that came into our home to visit with us. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We mute, muzzle, and gag them with the blood of Jesus, and we command them to leave us now and never return in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that's come onto our property, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. You cannot come back, and no reinforcements come back. The reinforcements we return from whence they came in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We disconnect ourselves from every demonic, evil, or wicked spirit that we came into contact with in the past week, Father, in this week. Yes, starting Sunday, in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. We bind every spirit of witchcraft that we came into contact with in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of witchcraft, somebody needs to cough. Every spirit of witchcraft that we came into contact with, we need to take a deep breath and cough that thing out. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Cough that out. Cough it out in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power, Lord, over the demons of the night, the bad dreams, the nightmares, the sex dreams, or anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams and trying to affect us sexually in Jesus' name. We bind Asmodeus and Osmodeus, Incubus and Succubus, and lust in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind inordinate conjugal activity in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bind inordinate conjugal activities in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the transference of evil spirits from our relatives in Jesus' name. We bind the transference of evil spirits from our relatives in the name of Jesus, especially those that we live with. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to come up and out right now. In Jesus' holy name, Rusha, that I break it, cough that mess out. We bind reinforcements in Jesus' name. We pull out the fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, all voodoo, witchcraft, and curses sent. We send it back in the name of Jesus. We send all of it back. We cut ourselves free from ungodly silver cords. We cut ourselves free, and we burn every ungodly silver cord or ley line. We sever from ourselves ungodly soul ties and attachments to objects, ungodly attachments to objects, inordinate affection or connection to objects in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free in the name of Jesus Christ. Covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, lodges, all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is saying to me that sometimes you're just going along and some old song you knew, you just suddenly start to sing it, but you're beginning to come into agreement with that spirit behind that song. So we break the power of that in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Repent and cough that out in Jesus' name. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, spell, charm, fetish, all psychic thoughts, prayers, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, sorcery, brain frequency meditations, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, death spirits, psychic warfare, psychic prayers, sickness, pain, torment, sick and destruction, incense and candle burnings, incantations, ungodly blessings, crystals, root works, tribal rituals and sin, and every form of witchcraft that has ever been committed. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we know that they've been doing sacrifices. And so, Lord, none of those sacrifices eclipse the sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ. That is the acceptable sacrifice. All those others are not. So, Father, we bind up their sacrifices. We bind up their sacrifices. And with their own ungodliness, we send it back to attack their sacrifices. Their own wickedness that they've sent against us, we send it back against their sacrifices in Jesus' name. And we forbid them to continue to do such in the name of Jesus. All of their vying for power, all of the Queen of the Coast competitions, all of that, we bind it all. Every element of it, we bind it and we chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We strip it of its power in the name of Jesus Christ, and we transfer all the power to Jesus because power belongs to God. We want to thank you, Father, that the devil cannot do what he wants to do because the saints have decided to obey you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father. Every our lives we lay into your hands. We give it into your hands, Father, and we trust you. We trust every aspect of our lives into your hands, Father, and we humble ourselves and obey you in Jesus' name. We bless the name of Jesus, and the saints said amen, 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 and amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us. He wants to talk. So, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 33, and I encourage you to read Psalm 33. God wants to talk. And our verse for meditation, let me see. Let me pull this up. Make sure I have the right one, the right scripture. In fact, it's easier to do if I turn it in my Bible, which is what I'm going to do. And I believe I said it was Matthew, and I did. Matthew 24. Yes, that's the right one. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. That's Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. That's the right one. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. That's 319-527-6235 and press 1. You can only get us when we're on the air live. Amen? Praise God. And our featured ebook is Awakening the Sleeping Giant. Awakening the Sleeping Giant. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, God in his wisdom and providence for mankind has designed each of us to need others. Can you imagine that? Nobody can be an island unto themselves. Everybody needs somebody. You need somebody to be born. Amen? Everybody needs somebody. We need our God, and we need others and their gifts and contributions to society. Yeah, we need gifts and contributions to society. That comes through people that God made. That's what's supposed to happen. What would the world be if no one did anything to help anyone else? Think about that for a moment. What would the world be like if no one ever did anything to help anyone else? It would be a mess, worse than the mess we have now. It'd be a complete mess. So, as you can see, we all need others. Think of all of the incentives and the inventions that help our daily living. You know, we could easily have remained using animals as our primary source of transportation. Think about that. We could still be doing horse and buggy everywhere we go. Think about that. No car, but you have an animal you have to care for and feed and train and raise. And you have to do it every single day. There would be no such thing as parking something in a garage, closing the garage door, and going inside, going to bed. It just wouldn't happen. There's too many steps. There are too many things to do. And you can't look at your horse, at your animal, and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't go by the feed store and get you any hay today. Somehow that won't work. So you see, Saint, we did move forward, but then things got complex. But that's life. That's the way it's working. So, yes, we do need others to assist us. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it's in the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes. It's right after the book of Proverbs. In chapter 4, beginning with verse 8, chapter 4, beginning with verse 8, there is one alone, and there is not a second. Yes, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yes, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Amen? And you know, saints, this very thing has happened to a lot of Christians. They backslide, and they're around a bunch of persons that are not saved, that do not value salvation. They're not necessarily the worst people on earth, but they're not saved. They're not in Christ. And so when that person backslides and they're around those people, there is no encouragement to live for Christ. So we have to pray for them. We have to pray for them. And the Holy Spirit will work on them, because they need help. They've fallen, and I hate to say it, but they really can't get up, some of them. Because you see, when you begin to backslide, the devil begins to take righteous information out of you. Somehow he manages to do that. Well, you forget the things you were taught and the things you learned. You sit up there and can't even remember that you used to bind the devil. As much as you bind the devil, when you backslide, you begin to forget to use the keys of the kingdom. The things that you were taught and over the years and you learned to do, you stop doing them. And then you don't realize that you aren't doing them. That's very dangerous. That's a very dangerous place to be in. Where you used to ask the Holy Spirit things, you just go on and do something without even consulting him. That's dangerous. It could cost you your life. So, saints, the Lord wants to talk about help. Amen? And our God gives us help. That's what we're talking about. Our God gives us help. Yes, he does. He says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You know, sometimes, saints, we just want God to get us out of it. We don't want him to give us help. But that's not what he's going to do. It's time to grow up. So we're going to go through some things, and he's going to help us as we go through them. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to teach us not to be fearful. He's going to teach us to depend on him. Yes, we're going to still be saying, "Lord, just I want to get out. I want out, Lord." But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You see, when you go from the pot to the fire, you have to sit into the fire while the purification process takes place. When things get heated up, the purification process has to take place. That's right. He's got to burn things out of your life that are horrid. They've been there for a long time, and they're offensive to the Lord. So when the heat turns up, he's got to get that stuff out of you. And what the heat will do, it brings all of those impurities to the surface. That's right. So they get seen and heard and smelled. That's right. Amen. See, God makes a way of escape for us, but the way of escape is doing it his way. And some of us don't like that way. Some of us want the way of escape to be, it's over, that's the end of that, done. But he doesn't do it that way all the time. And as we are maturing, he does it less and less. Why? Because we have to grow up. We have to mature. So we're going to be in some fixes and in some tight places that maybe a year ago we didn't experience that kind of thing. Why? Because God's got to grow us up. And we have to let go of our carnal thinking. We have to let go of our childishness and immaturity. We have to let go of our sin. Amen. Because the Bible says, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." That's what the Bible says. Amen? So just because things aren't going the way you think they ought to go doesn't mean that God's not in the middle of it. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, "If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." You see, You need people to stand with you in a fight and in a battle, in a skirmish, in a war. You need people, godly people, holy people, righteous people, people that believe the word, people that have faith, people that have experience to stand with you in times of difficulty. It makes a difference, saints. You see, in Mark chapter 6, verse 7, Mark chapter 6, verse 7, Jesus called unto him the 12, and he began to send them forth two by two, not one by one, two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, gave them, T-H-E-M, power over unclean spirits. Amen? Jesus saw the wisdom, the Father saw the wisdom, and us having someone to help. In 1 Chronicles chapter 19, we get the story about Job and Abishai, his brother. Job, 1 Chronicles chapter 19, beginning with verse 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 19, beginning with verse 10. Now it says, now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, so he was surrounded by the enemy. Yes, he was a valiant warrior, but nonetheless, the battle was set against him before him and behind him. He was surrounded. So he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother. Well, what did Abishai do? They set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. So Joab and the people that were with him from Israel, they were in array against the Syrians. And Joab's help was his brother Abishai. And the rest of the people with his brother Abishai set themselves in the battle in array against the children of Ammon. And Joab said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. So you see, we need someone to stand with us and to watch our backs when we're at war. We need that, and that's what God wants us to understand. That's what God wants us to understand. He provides help. Yes, he does. Joab and his brother Abishai were a greater strength in battle together than the either of them alone. Amen? Abishai, Job and his brother Abishai, were a greater strength in battle together than either of them alone. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight? Amen? The Lord is the one who multiplies this power exponentially. God does this. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 8. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 8. And five of you shall chase an hundred, and an hundred of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Well, when we come together in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, we have a lot of support, but some of you don't sign in and join into the battle. Amen. It takes less than 60 seconds to get it done. You see, this is one of the purposes of the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We are called to support one another in spiritual battle by coming into agreement for the answers and solutions that God provides through the covenant. I'll say that again. This is one of the purposes of the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room. We are called to support one another in spiritual battle by coming into agreement for the answers and solutions that God provides through the covenant. That's right. We stand in agreement with what God has decided, and we stand in agreement with the scriptures that you provide us that have to do with your concern. And God moves every time. But there are some of you that don't bother to put your prayer requests there. I've noticed. The Lord has noticed. And so he's going to talk about that. Thank you so very much to all of you who sign in and agree daily. Thank you to all of you who sign in and agree daily. Everyone else needs to get on board with God's plan. It takes less than 60 seconds to pull up the website, go to the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room, which is in blue, click guest, type in your name, type in your agreement with the scriptures, and sign out. It takes less than a minute. I've done it. Unless you're half asleep, then it'll take a little longer. But it takes less than a minute. And everyone ought to do it every day. Everyone. So at some point during the day, you should do that. And it would probably be best when you have your private time with the Lord, because that'll help you to remember. Amen? That's what we do here. We support one another in prayer. We pray for the things God wants to see happen. And we all need that kind of support. You see, some of you have slacked off, and the Lord and I have noticed it. Some of you have slacked off. Some of you never sign in. I can't explain. As easy as we've made it, some of you just don't do it. I can't explain why. But I do know that the Lord is noticing. Amen? Even the most skilled, talented, and anointed persons need the help of others. And God has designed this to be so in society, and especially in the body of Christ. That's right, Lord. I forgot that. Don't let me forget. Amen. In Exodus chapter 17, Exodus, we're all the way back at the beginning of the Bible, Exodus chapter 17, we're going to look at verse 8. We're going to look at verse 8. So it begins thusly. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So you see, at this point, when Moses is talking to Joshua, Joshua has to go out, has to go choose men. Joshua didn't go fight those people by himself, just him. No, there was an army going with him, and he had to go choose them. They had to get prepared and go out to fight with Amalek. And in the meantime, Moses says, I will stand on the top of the hill, and I'll have the rod of God in my hand. That was the battle strategy that the Lord gave them. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So you see, Moses ended up not going by himself. Aaron and Hur went with him. He had help too. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, when he held up the rod of God in his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So you know, when we praise the Lord, we lift up holy hands to God. When we stop praising the Lord, it doesn't look like we're progressing as well as we could have, as well as it was when we were praising the Lord, when we were worshiping and praising. We need to remember that, saints. That's very, very important. Our praise is a weapon in our mouth. Our praise and worship is a weapon in our mouth. There's no point of you having a weapon in your mouth and you close your mouth. That's just not right. You need to open your mouth and release the praises of the Lord, because it has a profound effect on your life and on the lives that are around you. Not just you, others as well. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. Praise the Lord. And when he let down his hand, the enemy prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand. You see, with all that Moses had, God sent him two people that would help him to keep his hands up, the one on the one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Can you imagine that? A whole day you hold your hands up with the rod of God in your hands so that the battle can be won. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So you see, saints, God has designed the body of Christ and society to work in this way, where people actually need people. You know, they have replaced a lot of jobs and a lot of positions with technology. But technology is not the same as a human being. There are a lot of things that you can't get done on a phone tree punching a button. Tell us what we can help you with. Well, you're not a person. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to somebody I can explain it to, and they can talk back to me. So that means you're going to wait another 15 minutes. But it's okay. Artificial intelligence is not people. God created people. That's what he wants the earth to be inhabited with, people. That's the God plan. Amen? That's the God plan. So, as we can see, saints, it is vital in spiritual warfare that our prayers strengthen the leadership. Yes, it's vital in spiritual warfare that our prayers strengthen the leadership. You see, Aaron and Hur holding up Moses' hand, strengthening the leadership. Everyone needs strength. Everyone needs support. Everyone needs encouragement. Everyone, from the greatest saint to the youngest saint. Everyone. God designed it that way. Many saints think mostly of themselves alone and do not enter prayers into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room that are intended to help, support, and strengthen the leadership. I wonder why. I wonder why. If you're one of those persons, you should ask yourself that question. Amen. Ask yourself, why is that? Why do I handle that way? Amen. Yes, you should. Paul often asked the saints to pray for him as he carried out God's plan for the salvation of the Gentiles. If the saints did not pray for him, he would have experienced far less success, and God's plan would have been hindered more. You see, saints, it's extremely important for you to pray for the leadership. It's extremely important. It's not kind of important or sort of important. It's extremely important. And God expects you to do it. Whether I remember to remind you or not, God expects you to do it daily. Yes, he does. He expects you to do it daily. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. Well, what do I pray? Well, there's a whole scripture right there telling you what to pray. You might want to get your highlighter out and highlight 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. Ah, yes, there it is, right there. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 25, brethren, pray for us. Pray for us. Well, I prayed that already. I don't know what else to pray. That always works. Well, after I do that for 5 minutes, then what do I do? Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the leadership of Miracle Outreach Ministries. I soak them in the blood of Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you. I give you praise for them. That works. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit will help you to know what else to say. Amen? Praise the Lord. In Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, what then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. My. Amen. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation, Paul says, through your prayer. Notice, the through your prayer comes first. And then, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen? Whatever situation was coming against Paul, he was believing it to turn to his salvation through the prayers of the saints and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So, saints, we earnestly solicit your prayers. And we thank the Lord for putting this reminder in the message tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. Yes, also helping together by prayer for us. Helping together by prayer for us. That for the gift bestowed upon us by means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Helping together by prayer for us. You see, we pray for you all the time. Amen? God wants helping together by your prayer for us. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren. I'm begging you, brethren. For the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. That's right. We're asking you, the Holy Spirit is asking you, the Lord Jesus is asking you, that our Heavenly Father is asking you to strive together with us, with the leadership, with me and the other leadership, in your prayers to God for us. And God wouldn't be emphasizing this way if people hadn't slacked off doing it. We would be talking about something else. You see, he sees where we have a weak place in our defense system because the saints have slacked off praying diligently and fervently for the leadership. We're experiencing unnecessary attacks because some people are doing the right thing and they're praying for us, but it's not everyone. It's not everyone. You know, it's dangerous to come to a ministry that's anointed of God and think that the only thing you need to do is receive and not give. That's very dangerous because that's not pleasing to the Lord. The Bible says, freely you've received, freely give. And we pray for you continually. And the Lord intercedes for you as well. He expects you to pray for the leadership. He expects you to remember to pray for the leadership every single day. It's an act of love. It's an act of appreciation, not just toward us, but toward the Lord, who set us in this place to be a blessing to you. Amen? You know, I recently paid attention to some of the things that are happening in Christendom worldwide. And there are things that ought not to be happening in the body of Christ. And as an intercessor, I can't help but wonder what kind of prayer support certain ministers were receiving, and if there was a great lack of prayer support to help them where they're weak. You see, people that are out front, Satan attacks far more than the rest. And if you understood the attacks that the leadership goes through, then you would understand how important it is to pray for us every day. Amen? It's so. And so the Lord sees where we have a weak place. And he's coming to say, saints, it's time to shore this up. You're slacking on your post. Some are doing it. others are not. Well, that won't work. The Lord has called all of the saints to do this, to pray for the leadership every single day. Yes, that's what the Lord said. Let's go over to the book of Acts so you can understand what the Lord's trying to say tonight. Acts chapter 12, and we're going to begin with verse 1. You see, some of us think it's kind of important, but we don't think it's that important. And so we don't place the level of significance on this that the Lord wants us to. He wants us to shore up our praying one for another, and he's extremely serious about it. So in Acts chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. He wanted to bother them, disturb them, and basically kill them. Okay? And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Highlight that. Herod the king, moved by Satan the devil, wanted to destroy the church. And so this is what he did. He did one of Satan's plans. You know, Satan steals, kills, and destroys. So he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And when he had apprehended him, put him in prison, he put Peter in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. That was his bright idea. He was going to make a spectacle of this situation. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. You see, Herod wanted to behead Peter too, thinking that he could stop the church. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hand. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. Get dressed. Put your shoes on." And so he did. Notice he did not say, "I'm asleep." Peter didn't do that. He did what he was told. He obeyed. Can you let me get 10 more minutes here? He didn't do that. He did what he was told immediately. And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Put your wrap on and let's roll." And he went out and followed him. See how obedient Peter is? He doesn't get into all this mouthy conversation. He just simply does what he's told to do. And wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. The gate just opened. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Okay, the angel had completed his assignment. He went back. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. So, saints, do you see how important it is that prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter? Brought about a miracle. Saints, Peter would have been executed by the wicked government rulers if the church had not prayed for Peter without ceasing. They prayed until God performed a miracle, and they refused to stop. That's what Christians do. They're not like a car engine that needs a new battery. It'll kind of crank, and then it shuts off. And then you give it a couple of minutes, and you can't try to crank it again, and then it shuts off. No. Once God cranks you up in Christ, you're supposed to keep rolling. Your engine's never supposed to shut off. Amen? They refused to stop, so much so that if you read the rest of the story, you'll find out that Peter came and found the Christians, and they were still praying. They wouldn't stop. He was actually there in person, and they kept on praying. And they kept on praying. And even though the young lady was telling them, he's here, they just ignored her, and they kept right on praying. Lord, I think we can hear you. At least some of us can. So diligence is an important virtue for God's prayer warriors. Diligence. When you put on a post, you have to man the post. And you stay on your post no matter what. Amen? It is so. You see, Jesus didn't come down from the cross until the Father told him to say, it is finished. Not before. Amen? Tell the difference between times that you are praying for us and when you slack off. We can tell. We can feel the difference. You need our help, and we help you as the Lord wills. So the Lord expects for you to daily support us in prayer. The Lord has spoken to me and told me that he desires more humility in each saint. Yes, each one of us. So we are going to humble ourselves before him with prayers and fasting. Our next fast begins on November 16th, Tuesday, at 12:01 a.m. your time zone. And it continues through November 19th, Friday, at midnight your time zone. Our next fast begins on November 16th, Tuesday, at 12:01 a.m. your time zone. And it continues through November 19th, Friday, at midnight your time zone. We will partake of these foods only. Water, Holy Communion, oatmeal, and soup. You can count them on four fingers. Water, Holy Communion, oatmeal, and soup. Four foods, 4 days. Very simple. Our focus is humbling our soul before the Lord. For those of you who have problems figuring out what the focus is, our focus is humbling our soul before the Lord. The Lord will deal with each person specifically. Yes, so we need to allot special time to spend with the Lord because he's going to deal with each one of us. Our daily scripture time is focused on the book of Proverbs. Our daily scripture time is focused in the book of Proverbs. The Father will be correcting each of us. As usual, we refrain from unnecessary activities and communication, and we reserve personal time with our Heavenly Father and the Word of God. Our God wants to help us, but we must learn to ask him for help. We must learn to ask him for help. During the fast, archived messages will be posted by me in MIC radio chat room for everyone to recap. During the fast, select hive messages will be posted in Miracle Internet Church radio chat room by me, the pastor, for everyone to recap. Please recast them. It's part of our instructions from the Lord. There are areas in each life where many are still resisting our helper, the Holy Spirit. Questions should be presented to the Lord of the Fast or to me, to pastor, at gproom@outlook.com. All right? Praise the Lord. So I think we have that part down. I know I promised to give you this announcement on Sunday, but the Lord delayed it one more service. Amen? So that's what we are going to do. Saints, our Father wants to provide the help that we need. And yes, we need his help. We do. We need his help. In Psalm 46, verse 1, Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And that's one of the scriptures that we need to meditate on during this fast. I'm going to give you a few, and that is one of them. Psalm 46, verse 1. Amen. That's one of the scriptures that we're going to meditate on. Yes, most concentration will be in the book of Proverbs, but there are going to be specific scriptures, not a lot of them, just a few, that we will also meditate on during the fast. Amen? All right, let me continue. Psalm 97, verse 17. Unless the Lord had been my help, My soul had almost dwelt in silence. Psalm 33, verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. This verse is one of those places, like Psalm 46, 1, that we will focus on during the fast. Psalm 33, verse 20. Psalm 63, verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore, and the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. Because you've been my help in the past, Lord, because you've been there for me, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. 28:7. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With my song will I praise him. That's another one of the scriptures that we're going to pay attention to on the fast. That's one of those scriptures that we're going to give our attention to during the fast. In fact, I would encourage, if you're one of those people you memorize very easily, that might be something you want to do. But if you're not, that's okay. That's okay. But some people are good at that. Brother Marshall is very good at it. I'm not that good at it, but he is. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord wants us to pay attention to really what's going on. Amen. He wants us to give him our attention. Throughout the scriptures, the Lord shows himself strong on behalf of his people. However, too many of us only turn to the Lord for guidance and help when we are out of other options or when we don't find help elsewhere. This is disobedience to the word of God. We must learn to humble ourselves before our Heavenly Father and ask for his help. What many of us do is to come up with a plan and then ask the Lord to help us with our plan, or else we just proceed with our plan anyway and don't bother to ask the Lord. We should instead seek the Lord, and he will reveal his plan. Many of us are too fearful or too prideful or too forgetful turn over the reins of the situation to our Heavenly Father. It's very simple. We need to turn over the reins. And we're afraid to turn them over because we don't know what's going to happen next. That's fear, saints. That's not faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So some just walk in perpetual disobedience. That's not good. Saints, we are called to walk in the Spirit. Self-will plans are birthed in the flesh. They're not birthed in the Spirit of God. In asking our Father for his help, We must humble ourselves. You see, some of us need to do that anyway. Some of us need to do that anyway. We take too much on ourselves. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. Psalm 40, verse 17. Psalm 40, verse 17. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Amen. Psalm 60, verse 11. Psalm 60, verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Praise the Lord. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And this is one of the scriptures that we're going to meditate on while we're on the fast. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Boldly does not mean that you don't have humility, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Also, saints, I want to remind you that we must use the dream protocol as it is written. You know, I've run into the circumstance many times where people say, yes, I've read the dream protocol and I do it. And they don't. They do what they think, but not what the protocol dictates as it is written. So I want to encourage you to go back and read the dream protocol. I want you to go back and reread the dream protocol. Amen? Go back and reread the protocol. And then ask the Lord to help you do the protocol. Brother Bill, I'll help you with that in a minute. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have to help Brother Bill with something. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So this information is going to be temporarily in the MIC radio chat. Please look at it so that you'll be prepared for the fast. Amen. Amen. The Lord is ready, is waiting for us, so I would encourage you to begin to move your thoughts in the direction of this message. And if you need to, recast it so that you'll be in tune with the Lord when our fast begins. Amen? Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, we'd love to hear those praise reports.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. I just posted all the scriptures and everything for the fast and the prayer with the corrected one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saints, y'all are going to love this. This is just awesome. Let me find it. Where is it? Here it is. There they are. Okay. When Mike was listening to the opening prayer last service, he said that I was sitting outside with my speaker listening to the prayer. He's praying along with it. And I was in agreement with every word, and all four of the dogs started barking, and my mom is manifesting and cursing and swearing and acting up. Well, Mike had also posted a little further down. Thank you, Lord. You sent me to a ministry that has power. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. They can see the difference. And saints, every time you get in that prayer room and you're praying with the pastor at the opening prayer and you're posting your scriptures and you're fighting, your warfare gets lighter and lighter and lighter. And, oh, saints, I have a praise report. Halloween night after church, I was sitting at home, and I hear a whole coven come up, owls, a dozen of them, start hooting and howling, making their noise. And you know what? I just asked the Father in Jesus' name to send his warring angels to behead them all. You know what? Silence and peace, no problems. Praise you, Lord, that you do listen to our prayers. Praise you, Lord, that you help us. Praise you, Father, for your angels. Now, JC has another a praise report. Thank you for interceding for safe travels from my work to home, saints. Encountered a hex on my back, which I dealt with by using the blood of Jesus to erase all the ley lines, and I pulled out the evil weapons, returning to sender sevenfold in Jesus' name. Basically, it was a smooth commute in Jesus' name. Birds pursued, but they did not prevail against me in Jesus' name. JC is learning how to do the warfare. Praise you, Lord, that you're teaching the saints how to overcome. We praise you, Lord, that the saints are growing. We just give you praise and glory. Praise and glory. Oh, I have another correction I'll be posting in the prayer room about that other scripture, Lord. Us saints, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. NK has a praise report. Yesterday, KK told me that the circumstances with our family, our moms in particular, are in God's hands and that he is the judge and I'm to leave it alone. Pastor prayed for me last night and God's sovereignty and control was confirmed for me when she proclaimed his judgment on the relationship with my sister. The Lord is always good and he cares about every aspect of our lives. I am so grateful to be adopted into his family. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. Yes, saints, we get up under a lot of attacks from our families. You've got to do the protocol for your, whenever you go to visit your families, I'll be posting that prayer in there, especially during this holiday season. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus, that you're teaching us how to overcome. MM says, I had of a lady at the place of employment cursing me. I had a sense in my spirit as I slept. It was, I asked the Lord to help me. I bound up everything and asking him to show me the dream. I returned it to sender, lifted it up. MM, do the dream protocol exactly how it says, and this will make your warfare so much easier. The lady seemed to be totally friendly to me a few days after, and yesterday she never came back to work. She was very sick. The Lord is watching over me. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And saints, that dream protocol has been posted in the chat room. Trish posted praise. Give you praise. Maury has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks. Thank you. Your faith and patience. By your grace, I was able to receive my praise. You for that. And Ariana has a praise report. The Lord allowed me to pass my permit test this week. The Lord has been showing me and strengthening me in my faith and convicting me some of the things I've been doing. Thank you, Lord, for everything he's doing in my life. In Jesus' name, I just praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, for everything you're doing. We praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord, for that praise report. Sharon says, praise God. Praise God. Months ago, maybe I put this prayer request in about a lost ring. Today, I found it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was wrong. I didn't obey you instantly in regards to the ring. I ask you to forgive me, and I thank you, Lord, for your mercies. They're wonderful. We just praise you for that. Dina has a praise report. My yard man cleared a lot of leaves that had fallen in the yard and didn't charge me extra. Hallelujah. You are providing all my needs. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. ATD has a praise report. I have been putting prayers in the prayer room for a few weeks, covering his team with the blood of Jesus for my grandson, and they're in the final tournament. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and that you are helping them. Well, we praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, and you're protecting them. Grace has a praise report. I thank you, Lord, for letting the desires of the wicked perish. I thank you, Lord, for stopping and destroying the witchcraft, CFB Senior, this wickedness against me. For your word says, his mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come upon his own. And praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you that you're teaching Grace how to fight. We praise you. You're teaching all of us. You're growing us all up on your most holy faith. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Caitlin has a praise report. Before I went to school, I was in the gym and I prayed, and they were playing volleyball and basketball, and I was sitting down, and the basketball and volleyballs were flying over me, and some tried to hit me, but it couldn't. Praise you, Lord, for protecting me. Praise you, Lord, for taking care of our children. We praise you for that. Praise you for that. In case this praise, I've been set free from the oppression of art in Jesus' name. I rejoice in my relationship with the Father and his design for me. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Robert says, praise God. Being in the Word, KJV, and singing praise, a lot of blood songs, fasting and recasting and applying the teaching has really helped me in this ungodly month, especially in spiritual warfare self-defense. I've been alert, especially at night, filled with the Word and the Holy Ghost, and returning everything back to the head of the center. I've learned a lot here, and thanks to God and MIC leadership, I am no longer a defenseless baby Christian. Well, praise you, Lord, another saint that's growing. We praise you for that. You're raising up these prayer warriors. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Sharon says, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to pray for my mother, my niece Hadley, before she went with her dad to go out to trick-or-treat. I prayed for her. I covered her with the blood of Jesus during this Halloween. And Hadley said, amen, mother, amen, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, yes. And she will always remember that, Sharon. We give you praise and glory, Lord Jesus, that you're going to break through and they won't even go trick-or-treat next year. We praise you for that, Lord. And Dina says, praise the Lord, my Kindle app is working again. Hallelujah. So she can catch up on her reading. Thank you, Lord, for that. Gina says, I praise you, God. I thank you for the worship music. Father, you are revealing great. You're revealing great, deep sadness in my soul. I've had since I was a child. Father revealed the root, delivered me, and thank you, saints, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Yes, saints, that's the clue. You start feeling down, start praising the Lord. You put on that garment of praise, and that depression, it runs away. All that junk just goes. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you how you do that. Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing me and my brother to treat our dad out for lunch. thank you for that bonding moment. We praise you, Lord. Yes, and when you honor your parents, the Lord will give you a long life. That's the first promise. That's the first commandment we'll promise, and I like that. I do honor my parents. JC says, Father God, I just wanted to tell you I feel a shifting in Jesus' name. Yes, you can feel a difference. Praise you, Lord, for that. Be a big difference. Victoria says, yes to Jesus. He saved me and spared my life from a major car accident. The driver was heading 100 miles an hour. Jesus had me veer to the right. However, there was an impact, and the car was total glass everywhere, all over everything. But I walked out virtually untouched, no brakes, no deep cuts. All my faculties, 100%. Praise you, Lord. Yes, his promises are true, and his love. And saints, every time you go to get in the car to drive, bind up the accident spirit, and you'll walk out of everything with no trouble. MM has a praise report thanking you, Lord, for KG, who made it through the surgery on Halloween, and thank you for his full recovery in Jesus' name, and we give you praise for that. MN Saints had put a prayer request in the prayer room, and look, KG came through the surgery with no trouble. We praise you for that. And Dina has a praise report. I put in a prayer about my niece's car accident a few weeks ago. She hit a lady, was speeding, and came out of nowhere. The lady did not show up at court, so the court case was dismissed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. We praise you for that. Praise you, praise you, praise you. That's wonderful, Lord. Ariana has a praise report. For the past couple of weeks, I've been feeling weak. My chest would feel tight. I'd feel dizzy whenever I went to practice. I kept doing my warfare, and today I felt like I barely broke a sweat. I also sounded much better. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing healing and your amazing grace. I just praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. That's wonderful, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Ref Priest says, I'd like to give a testimony. After 3 years, I got asked to go back on the forklift. Praise God. Well, praise you, Lord, for that. And AK has a praise report. At swimming, I had problems with a girl named Yeva. After a call with Dr. Sabrina a few weeks ago, I was able to pray for a complete stopping of all problems I had with her. On Monday, my prayer was answered, and she now totally ignores me and started going after another boy. You see, saints, calling in works. Okay, saints, that was a 10-year-old telling you that. Praise you, Lord. He also has a praise report. On Monday, when practice ended, my coach told us all to wait outside. Later, she reappeared with a bag of ice. He told us that she would be giving out a plaque to the swimmer of the month and the trophy of the most valuable swimmer. Shockingly, I've been only going for 2 months. I received both. She said I had earned them both because I showed commitment, leadership, and performance. Praise God. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. How you favor our children. And Dana has a praise report. I apologize for this TMI. My dog had horrible bad for the past few weeks, and I couldn't understand it. It's because I had not changed his food. I perceived that I should bind the root of the odor and stench. Thank you, Jesus, that you care about all the concerns of our pets. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. And Trish says, praise God is good. I submitted a prayer asking Jesus to allow my mom to stay at her aunt's house because of her displaced. And today I found out that she's staying there. Praise the Lord. You do answer our prayers. Thank you for that. And JC has a praise report. My brother CK was released from the hospital today. He's feeling better and stronger. Also, my friend GA said that she felt so good yesterday morning that she could only attribute to us praying together for her the previous night. Praise God for a sound mind. Praise you, Lord. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. These are wonderful testimonies, Lord Jesus. And we just praise you even during this nasty, wicked season. And we have these wonderful praise reports. Praise you, Lord. Where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. These are wonderful praise reports.
Yes, they are. Absolutely wonderful. Amen. Absolutely wonderful. And we praise the Lord for them. Okay? So for those of you who needed a correction, here it is. Psalm 46:1, 94:17, 33:20, 63:7, 28:7. There. It's in the chat room. Amen. I hope you got it. I hope we both got it together this time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, you're welcome, Saint. I'm looking forward to this fast personally. I'm looking forward to this fast personally. I know, yes, that there are blessings on the other side of the fast, but there is so much to learn as you go through the fast. The Lord will reveal things to you, open things up to you, help you to understand, help you to apply the word. Scroll up, Rudy. Help you to apply the word. And it's a joy to go through the fast with the Lord of the fast. Amen? So I think we'll be able to be successful. So we're going to pray about that right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for calling us to a fast. We want to thank you for the provisions that you've made for us. We want to thank you for the focus and for what you intend to do in each of our lives during this fast, Father. We know that humility pleases you. The Bible says those that are humble will be exalted. So, Father, we want to obey you. We want to do the very thing that you're calling us to do. We want our lives to be corrected. We want to walk in righteousness. So, Heavenly Father, we ask for your mercy and for your grace to help us in time of need. We ask for the grace, Father, to do this corporate fast as unto the Lord. We want to thank you for that. And we thank you for answering, Lord, in the marvelous ways that you answer each time, showing us just how very much you do love us. We look forward to this time together, and we look forward to the change. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I want to talk just a little bit, if I can find it. I think I can. Give me a second. I want to talk, before I get to the guest calls, a little bit about what we're going to pray about tonight, because it's important. And I want everybody to hear, even before we get to that part, what we're going to pray about. You see, things are happening very quickly on the earth. Amen? Very quickly. And sometimes we're kind of busy, and we might miss a thing or two. Don't worry. The Lord will catch you up. It's really important. The Lord will catch you up. So the Lord's going to help us as we keep praying for things that he wants us to pray about. Amen? He's going to help us, and he's going to help the situation that we're praying about. Let me see if I can't get this done a little better. Amen. That's better. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I have to do it more than three times. I don't exactly like that, but that's life. I'm human. Amen. I'm trying to find what I was looking for, but I know where I can find it faster. Here it is. Praise the Lord, I found it. Okay, I want to take a little time. I'm going to pray about something, and then I'm going to take a little time to talk for just a slight moment about the things that Brother Marshall is going to lead us into prayer about. And when we get to that part, Brother Bill will post them for us, but I just want to give you a little tidbit because I want you to remember this when you do your prayers. The Supreme Court heard some arguments on Monday about the Texas law that prohibits most abortions after they detect a heartbeat. Now, I want you, those of you that have been with us a while, you know the things that Pastor Pat taught us about the abortion mill industry, how it provides blood for the witchcraft, and how it provides other things that people don't need. All of that's in the archive. Every bit of it is. And so if you need to be refreshed, ask the Holy Spirit to give you a tour in the archive so you can get that part. Also, there's some legal battles going on everywhere. I mean, it's just legal battles everywhere. This gentleman was having a same-sex romantic relationship, and he applied for a job at a certain place, and they denied him the job because of his lifestyle. And so he thought the thing to do was to go to court about it. All right, we have that situation. We still have the situation about the missionaries that are trapped in Haiti by that gang. We don't want to forget about them, saints. They're important to the Lord, and they're important to the body of Christ. And Haiti really is right down the street from us, from where we are, so to speak. Also, there's another concern that, let me explain this. This is, let's see, how I'm going to say this, Lord. There's a group in the United Kingdom. They've started a campaign. And they are trying to ban what's called conversion therapy. Conversion therapy? Mm-hmm. The world has some real terminology led by Leviathan, you see. And see, what the ban is doing, you know how they started off in a subtle, stealth kind of way. And it eventually grows into something that's absolutely contrary to Scripture. Well, this band is starting out one way, all right? However, the concern is that it will eventually prohibit the clergy from praying for people who are struggling with same-sex attraction and gender confusion. Now, Brother Marshall will share more of that with you later. But that's where we are. We have a lot of legal battles that are going on in the body of Christ right now at all different levels. We have the situation with the gentleman that exposed what Planned Parenthood is really all about and has been doing and got it on tape, and it went on the news. And so now he's being attacked legally, because he did what was right. And everybody knows about Julian Assange, and everybody knows about Snowden and some of the other more popular names, but a lot of people are being dragged through the mud who are not as popular in a legal battle because they've done that thing that is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And so we're going to pray about Christians that are getting a raw deal from the court system. They're neither pleasing God, nor are they upholding the rule of law. So you see, saints, God has a work for us. And we have to be right with him in order to perform this as he desires. Amen? So we want to stay on as we continue, because this is an important part of what we are and what we do. This is not a local prayer meeting. This is a global prayer meeting. And God directs our warfare. And he targets our intercession at situations that he wants to change. And he needs us to come alongside and to hang in there and to pray. So we do this together when we come up on the air on Wednesdays and Fridays. And we are asking for everybody's participation as much as possible, even if you have to recast that part and come into agreement with us a little later. Amen? God will help us if we seek to obey him and do the things that he's called us to do. Amen? Amen. So I wanted you to know, if you're one of these people, your thing cuts off at 9 o'clock and then you can't hear anymore, what we were praying about tonight. It'll be in the chat room so you can go read it and understand a little more. But I wanted you to be able to be a part of it and not feel left out. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So now I'm going to pray about this one situation, and we're going to go to our guest call-in. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, one of my friends, who happens to be a minister, lost her mother this week. And I understand that pain, that loss, and that suffering. They're a Christian family, Lord, and her mother went to be with you. So I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to comfort her sibling in the loss of their parent. The Bible says, when our mother and father forsake us, the Lord himself will take us up. Lord, I thank you for your grace surrounding her. I cover her and her siblings and her family members with the blood of Jesus. I ask, Father, for an outpouring of prayer because she has ministered to many, and especially to children. She's ministered to many all over the nation. So, Father, with the same love wherewith she ministered, let that love be ministered back to her in her time of need. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, area code 2097. You're on the air now in Jesus' name.
Amen. It's Sherry. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Sherry. How are you?
Thank you. I'm working full time.
Yay!
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's good. I just started, so yeah. Thank you to the Lord. And just the warfare has been horrible. And, you know, I don't have a computer. I just got a work computer, so I'll probably be able to get on now and, you know, at least agree daily and keep you guys. I need to do that. Just identify all of the ones and just start putting us under the blood of Jesus. Sometimes I forget to do that. And I have a 30-minute commute, so that was a really good, you know, that was a good message. And it's in my heart, so I'm going to start doing it.
All right.
So.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for Sherry's growth. I remember the day that I met her, Lord. And she's come a long, long, long way since then. It was hard and very difficult at times, Lord. And I know that there were times she wanted to just give up. But she didn't. She didn't. She didn't quit.
That's true.
She kept going. When it got tough, when it got hard, when the devil was pressing against her, she still kept going. No matter what happened, she kept going, Lord. And now she's reaped the reward of pressing through to the end. The Bible says through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. Father, I want to thank you for blessing our sister, for blessing her with faith, with patience, with endurance, with long-suffering, and trusting you. She learned how to trust you, Lord. It's a blessing to see the honor that you brought to her life, Father. We ask, Father, that you help her on her new work assignment. Yes, the enemy is there too, but she's prepared. We thank you for it. We thank you for the short commute in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the new level of growth that she's come to. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for it. You remember when I baptized you that time?
I do. I do. I remind the devil all the time. Yes.
You're one of the few people that I baptized. I don't think I baptized more than five people. You're one of the few.
Yeah. I'm blessed. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
So, yeah,
thank
I just
Father.
Needed to lift something up. So I have a pretty bad tooth problem, and it just, you know, it happened with one of the attacks. So I went to the dentist yesterday, and he said there's a pretty bad abscess up there. And it broke off on Sunday at the gum line. And I'm supposed to have some oral surgery next week on it. So I'd like to stop those attacks so that I don't have the loss of any more.
Amen. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we return that attack back from whence it came in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, the Bible says that you work all things together for our good. So we expect this to work for our sister's good in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the ill that came upon her when the attack came. We bind every germ, every bacteria, every infection, everything that's out of God's order in her body. We bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out of her. All the swelling, all the pain, all the redness, the nerves, Father, we thank you for performing the surgery yourself, for being your own anesthesiologist, Lord, for doing the dental surgery yourself and bringing her through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We forbid her face to swell up. She's not going to look like Miss Piggy in Jesus' name. She's going to remain the same beautiful woman she's always been, Lord. And we thank you for touching her body as her body undergoes the surgery, Lord. We ask you to take the pain away in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for complete healing and wholeness, Father, in Jesus' name. And we praise you for the work that you're doing in her life. In the name of Jesus, we raise the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And the church said amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
God bless you too. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Amen. Praise God. Area code 650, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Dr. Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello. Wow. Yes, Gina. I wanted to have prayer of agreement. I'm just, growing like all the other saints in the church, and just really shocked at the amount of negativity, that's kind of been burrowed into me. I was raised kind of very cynical and a very intense environment. And I just did not, I'm really realizing more and more how negative, you know, my personality is. I'm 60 and God is just revealing this, and it's kind of shocking. And so I'm using all the tools that you're teaching us and just constantly binding thoughts all day long and listening to praise, worship, singing, you know, blood songs and listening to and having the you know, all day, light, night and day, you know, the having scriptures out in the atmosphere of my home. So I just liked prayer agreement to, as I'm working through this.
Yes.
Because it really kind of affects my nerves and just these old channels that there's a lot going on different fronts, but, you know, I'm being persistent and on these new
okay.
tools I'm learning.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Well, now I want you to remember something, that this is a process, and sometimes progress is fast and sometimes it's slow. And these things leave our lives in layers. If you think about an onion, it has a lot of layers. Well, so do our lives. And as God is digging down on the inside, he's pulling out things in the order that he wants to pull them out. And that means he's going to take you to the scriptures so you can begin to see things from a new point of view. Amen?
Yes.
And there
yes,
are going
amen.
To be times of repentance. And there are going to be times where you feel a little bad about what you did in the past, but God is in the process of transforming you. So don't give up and don't get discouraged, because it's a process. God does not microwave anybody. God is very slow cooker, and slower than the slow cookers that we use, okay?
Yes,
God,
ma'am.
God cooks very, 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 very slow. You see, he's not interested in scorching the pot, but he wants to come out with a wonderful dish. Amen? That'll
Amen.
Be tasty to all those who partake. So I want to encourage you to be patient with yourself and to be patient with the process. God loves you. And he's going to complete what he has begun in your life, all right? Father, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we lift up our sister to you. And, Lord, many of us began this process many decades ago, and we understand how she feels. So, Lord, when she doesn't understand, release your mercy. When she's getting out of sorts, release your mercy. When she seems like she's in a daze, release your mercy. When she wants to go backwards, release your mercy. Give her strength to trust you and strength to obey you. We thank you, Father, for her. We surround her and wrap her in the blood of Jesus. And we give you praise for the wonderful work that you're doing in her life. We bless you, Lord Jesus. And the church said amen and amen.
Amen.
So now
amen.
You
Thank
get
you
frustrated.
So much.
If you get frustrated with yourself, you forgive yourself for that. Okay? Because Jesus
I'm
loves
too,
you.
I'm too
you
hard on myself. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Area code 248, you're on the air live.
Hello?
Area, yes.
Hi, it's JC calling, calling for prayer on Halloween before sunset. A manhole cover exploded 2 miles from my house. And I was on my way to gas up, and it looked like a mini geyser or like Niagara, like a mini Niagara Falls, and it caused damage to 3 homes. Schools were closed in this area in a boil water advisory. I was disturbed by it, but I didn't make a connection to it until last night. 2 weeks ago, near my school, there was like a bubbling, looked like a bubbling brook over a manhole, and I was about to run over it, because it was really small, to get onto the freeway, and I was like, oh, no, that's a water spirit, and I hurried up and veered away from it. So the enemy is coming at me with these catastrophes to intensify the warfare with water spirits. It happened with an earthquake in California. As soon as the earthquake hit, 5 blocks from my hotel, the spirit jumped into my bed simultaneously as the earthquake. So I'm calling for prayer.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, you have given us power and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm us in Jesus' name. Father, that spirit that came in with the trauma of the earthquake, we break its grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break its grip and hold in the name of Jesus. We bind the strong men in that area in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every strong man that was in the area, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, Father, these catastrophes are not our sister's lot in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy from threatenings and intimidations through catastrophes in Jesus' name. And we send these catastrophes right back to the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant. We thank you that her lot has fallen in pleasant places, according to the word of God, that she is blessed and not cursed. She's above only and not beneath, Father. And we forbid the enemy to continue to harass her. Esha mama, runga de brisha ta brika de di osotara bri, kirisha la de osunde di brisha ta, in Jesus' name. Father, if there is anything in her life that is attracting these attacks, we ask you to, during the fast, Father, to show it to her and to tell her what her part of handling the situation is before your throne. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise for knowledge from you, wisdom from you, instruction and direction from you. Hey, hallelujah. The Lord said for you not to fear, he's going to handle it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you. He's already sent forth his army against it. He's going to handle this. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. We cover our
sins. And the Chaldeans still pursue, trying to almost like run me off the road, chasing me down on the freeway.
You got to still bind those spirits. Those traffic spirits, Brother Bill will list them in the chat room for you. You got to bind them every single time before you get even in the car. And
okay.
Email me. There's something the Holy Spirit's telling me to tell you, but I gotta. It has to be email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, though.
So So I bind up accident spirits and cover my car with the blood, but I'd need to bind up the people who pursue?
Yes. We call them gang stalkers.
Okay.
Okay.
I sure
will. But nonetheless, email me and remind me what I'm telling you, so when I read it, I'll go, okay, that's what I'm supposed to tell her. So when I get to the email, I'll send you what I'm thinking right now, what the Lord's showing me. Amen?
Okay. Okay.
And I'm making a note. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for your wisdom and your concern. Okay. Bye.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Area code 229, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina. This is Jackie B. God bless you, and how are you?
I'm blessed in yourself.
I'm blessed. I thank the Lord that he has brought me from a mighty long way. I am still going through some warfare, but like I said, it's a mighty long way from where I was. I thank God I don't have the fear that I had before. I thank God that I learned how to pray and bind, you know, bind and bound and the blood of Jesus. I know all of that. Thank you for the ministry. God bless you. But I want to come to you tonight to mention to you, I bought my dog, Toby, every day. And one morning I was walking him, and I usually stop at the mailbox. And I'm in some new townhouses they just built in my community. And across the street, I mean, way across the street is this gated, like, two-story building. But these two pit bulls came out. I saw them coming. And I didn't see no owner or nothing, but I couldn't move fast enough for these pit bulls. They came across the street, like both on each side, aiming for me and my dog. But I put up firewalls. I was kicking the dog. But they couldn't see because I put up firewalls. I called on the warring angels for God to help me. But it took a long time, but they never got to my dog because somehow I kept them away. I know it was only God. But the owner, this young man, I mean, disappeared out of nowhere. I don't even know where he came from. He said, oh, they're not going to hurt you. It's not all of that. And picked them up and walked away. And I said, the blood of Jesus. I said, the blood of Jesus. I said, you shouldn't have these type of dogs loose. I said, I live over here in this community. There's no way them dogs should come away from that building alone and attack like that. So I'm just calling for prayer for that. And then one more thing.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you
yes,
call
ma'am.
The police?
No, I didn't call the police because I didn't know
you
who
shouldn't.
He was.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You need to file a report.
About those two pit bulls. I mean, pit bulls, you know.
Yes, ma'am. You need to file a report with the police department. You need
okay.
to file a report with the police department. You
mm-hmm.
pay taxes for that service. You need to get up in the morning, call the police
mm-hmm.
department, and file a report.
Okay, I will
you
do
see,
that.
We fight in the natural and in the spirit realm. There are
yeah.
things to be done in the spirit, and there are things to be
mm-hmm.
done in the natural. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
now you need to
amen.
Do your part in the natural.
Amen.
Okay,
I
Father,
also,
in the name of Jesus. Okay. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I was going to say that, I don't know if you recall, like I told you that I hear on the outside of my house, my ex-husband, a wizard, and he works by himself, sometimes a witch with him. But he gets angry because all his attacks, God has stopped him, and so he's angry. He says, I know it's God. And all he brings up is past, you know, the past marriage. That's all he talks about all the time, just constantly, and talking about how he's mad because he won his policy. He have a policy on me, and he want to be able to cash it. And he thought he'll be able to drive me crazy, and he's tired. He said, I'm tired of it. I'm going to have to find other ways to, you know, just talking a conversation. He had to find other ways, and an accidental policy he has. And like I said, I was going to try to, and you keep leaving out your house thinking nobody helping me. And the dogs don't scare me, he says. He said the birds don't scare you. I never see nothing like you. Nothing. You fear nothing. I never knew you out that close to God. Jackie, I just never heard he calls my name. So that's what I am going through right now.
Well, you
which
need
I
to
don't
send,
get
you, he's
about
sending
it.
You all these messages. You need to send mm-hmm. him one. You need to get born again. That's the message
mm-hmm.
he needs. You need to meet
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You need to send him a message. Okay, you need to get born again. You need to meet Jesus Christ. You need to repent
he's,
of your
oh,
sins.
Oh, I did, Pastor, I did mention not in the same way about, you know, he needs Jesus. He said, it's too late for me. He said, you know how many people I murdered? He said, I murdered my mother. I sacrificed my son. They all dead. I killed my grandmother. And I prayed about it. God let me know that he really did these things, you know, for money, for their money.
Yes.
He's a
the love of money
but
is the Amen. Well, we just want to thank you for calling, sister. We're going to pray about
yeah.
this dog situation. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, when the Hebrew children, when the Israelites left Egypt, animals couldn't bark at them, much less come and attack them. And we have a better covenant based on better promises. So, Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over these animals across the street. We bind them up. We mute them, muzzle them, and gag them with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you give their owner some wisdom and some knowledge. And we ask, Lord, for the city officials to operate on your behalf and to do those things that they are required to do by law. And that our sister find favor with the law enforcement and with her neighbors in Jesus' name. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you for keeping her in perfect peace, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, it's a great day in the kingdom. It's a great day. It's a great day in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, here we are. We're ready now.
Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for teaching all of your children. And you said all of my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Thank you that we're your children because Jesus paid that price when he hung on that tree and he took our cup of cursing. And thank you for the extraordinary privilege of taking your cup of blessing that we can come joyfully and boldly before your throne of grace in time of need. And we ask for your wisdom and discernment, Father, how to pray and what you want us to say and to do. And we thank you, Lord. We all want our lives, our souls to be precious in your sight, Lord. So just as you were gracious to Rahab in Jericho, Father God, because she was gracious to the Israeli spies that you sent in ahead. She was nice to them. She protected them. What did she do? Oh, she put them under the flax, which is how they make linen, which is a sign of righteousness. She hid them under that righteousness on the roof, Father God. So we thank you for hiding us under your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you for keeping us as we reverence and keep your blood, your soul precious in our sight, even King Saul saw when he was talking with David in 1 Samuel 26:21. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, have erred exceedingly. Father God, if you can get a hold of Saul of Tarsus that he could repent of the things he was trying to do, and he was trying to kill David, you're anointed, Father God. Yes, Saul had been anointed, but then he disobeyed, because obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God. And he was disobedient, Father God, and so you removed the Holy Ghost from him, and even says you sent some nasty spirits to him, Father God, and that's why he needed King David to play that anointed music, because the nasty spirits would leave him for a season, Father God. But then he went out to kill, throw a javelin at David. He was really pretty upset. So, Father, you told us to pray for those who despitefully use us. Father, save the souls of those that can be saved, the human beings that can be saved, Father God, they're being used by the devil. They really don't know what they're doing. Jesus said that, and he only speaks to you, given to speak. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So all these situations, Father God, all these different people in different court situations, different legal situations that are bowed their knees to Satan, those people that are involved with Baphomet, those people that are involved with masonry, those people who have been blackmailed, those people who have bowed their knees to the enemy, Father God, if you can get hold of even one of them, Father God, that would be awesome. Maybe several of them, Father God, and their family members and those connected related to them. Save the souls that can be saved, because you said we overcome evil with good, and God, only God is good. Jesus says that in Mark 10:18. It's really true, because most of us want to think, oh, I'm going to get even. No, we're not going to get even. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. You're going to repay, and you know exactly how to do it, Lord. But you don't want anyone, any human being, to have to go with that lake of fire that was created for Satan and the fallen angels. So, Father God, we ask you to deliver those that can be delivered, and we ask you to move on their hearts. You said the Holy Ghost comes to bring conviction. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. So we pray for all these different situations Sabrina's referred to, Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come before your throne of grace concerning the Supreme Court, this hearing about this new law that was passed in Texas, the Texas Heartbeat Act. The ban is not enforced through state officials like most laws. Instead, private citizens are given financial incentives to sue abortion providers and anyone who helps a pregnant woman procure an abortion. Successful plaintiffs are awarded at least $10,000, which, of course, as time moves forward, may not be enough, Father God, so we ask you to cause that to be adjusted if it be appropriate. Both Justice Kagan and Kavanaugh expressed concern, Father God. We ask you, Father God, move on all those in the Supreme Court, those that have been kind of just listening to different thoughts. We all don't know what thoughts we're listening to. So no ungodly spirit may interfere with a single word of the true and living God from coming into all of our hearts and minds, including Kagan and Kavanaugh and all those who have interceded for Father God, including all the family members of every believer. No ungodly spirit may snatch away a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds, and no ungodly spirit may interfere with a single word of the true and living God from being expressed forth from all of your servants in Jesus' name, who has purchased us with his own blood, the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth, who said unto us, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, and notwithstanding rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written. And Father, we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Thank you for making us joint heirs with Christ, just like you said in your word, Father, in Jesus' name. In the Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 15, we thank you for this, Lord, for it is written, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For this spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, may be also glorified together. We thank you, Father God. Yes, many of us are having the rough edges burnished off as we go through that fire of affliction, Father, different challenges, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for choosing us for such a time as this. You brought cut a great victory to your people, kind of a said, even as you expressed in Esther chapter 7, Father God, when Haman ended up going to the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai, Father God, because the king's wrath, because of the grapes of wrath, Father God, and we know that there's coming a time of judgment, and all these people that serve Satan, they're absolutely terrified. That's why they're building all these bunkers and things, like it talks about in Revelation chapter 6. They're trying to hide out in the rocks, Father God, and in the mountains, in the rocks, in the caves. And, Father God, they know that the wrath of God is going to come on those that have bowed their knees to Satan. And they haven't quite caught it yet, but maybe you can get through to them, Lord. They just need to repent and accept Jesus as their Savior, and they don't have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Because even if they can save their life an extra week or a month or something, what good does it do if they spend eternity in a lake of fire? So we ask you to help those that can be helped, Father God. We ask that your proper rule and adjudication be brought forth, not just in the situation in Texas, but all these other legal matters, Father God, and all these other situations, Father God, including the situation in the Washington-based Christian charity, asking the Supreme Court to rule concerning the decision concerning Matthew Woods, who was who apparently positioned asked for a position to be an attorney with the charity, but he believes in the lifestyle that may not be pleasing to you, Lord, that same lifestyle that you brought judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah for in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you for giving the people at the Seattle's Union Gospel Mission your favor, Father God, your divine favor with the Supreme Court, all those in authority. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name. They will not overrule your will, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, I will say that even as the end of this thing, Father says that, ask the Supreme Court to overturn this ruling in favor. Said, in our view, the religious organizations have the right to hire those who share their beliefs without being punished by the government. In fact, six federal appellate courts have already recognized this principle. We ask that not only the principle of the rule of law, but the rule of the Most High God will prevail, because Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth, even as is written. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the Most High God, and you know what's going on behind the closed doors, Lord, in Jesus' name. And it is written, if I'm getting there, Lord, help me to get there quickly. This is one of these ones that I'm not hidden in my heart, Lord. Help us all to hide the word of God in our heart by the power of your spirit, the way you want. Write your law in your innermost being, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We need to get rid of that other garbage that's been in there, those family spirits, those generational, I repent, all those generational iniquity spirits, Father God. Oh, I know there's lots of them, probably, including ungodly fear, which I know has been a big one in my past in the family. Father, we thank you, Lord. You're able to change us all to be new creatures in Christ, new creation, Father God. We thank you, Lord. And it is written, and the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. It seems I could reveal this secret. You know everything that's going on. There's nothing hidden from you, King Jesus. We ask for your divine help and adjudication concerning this matter, concerning the Seattle Union Gospel and Missions petition before the U.S. Supreme Court, concerning this gentleman, Matthew Woods, who was trying to get into their organization as a lawyer to do things possibly by the Spirit, contrary to your will. And we ask for your divine help, Father, and also your divine supernatural help for the 17 missionaries, Father God, ranging in age from 8 months of age to 8 years of age. And you're the God of new beginnings. 8 is a number of new beginnings. We ask for new beginnings for each one of them, Father God, even the 8-month-old and even the 48-year-old and all those, Father God, in between. We ask for your divine help, Father God. For the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. And you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And even Sabrina already read the scriptures. And Trish was so nice to post them tonight from Acts chapter 12. When Peter was being held in prison, Father God, what did the church do? They prayed without ceasing, Father God. And even I was in a little home church for 14 years. And we prayed before we went to Albania. The group of us went to Albania to try and start a church in Albania when it was just opened to the many decades ago now, before it just opened from being liberated from communism. And they went in, but we prayed. We had two people every hour around the clock praying, Father God. And what did we pray for? We prayed for those people. They would be enlightened. They would be able to hear the truth, because Jesus came to set the captives free. And he says that over in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 18, in reference to the same scripture in Isaiah 61 in Jesus. I think that's where it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for reminding me of that. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to remind us of what Jesus said, Father. We thank you, Father, for your word, the anointed word. We ask that your will be done, Father God, concerning the situation with these Christian missionaries, Father God, and you get a hold of those that are holding them captive. We pray for those who are despitefully using them, Father God, and you give the missionaries favor even in the captor's sight, Father God, in Jesus' name, and you save many of those that can be saved, Father God. You draw them to Lord Jesus, Father God, because man does not live by money, food, or anything else alone. Man lives by the living word of God alone. And that more than anything else, because your word is forever settled in heaven. We ask you to save all those people, including the 8-month-old, all the children. We ask you to save all the children. You don't want one of these little ones to perish. You made that abundantly clear in Matthew 18:14. You don't want even one of these little ones to perish, Father. But we're all your children. You don't have grandchildren, Lord. So we ask you to save each one. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. It's not only in Matthew 7:7-8, but Luke 11. Where is it, Lord? 9 and 10, verses 9 and 10, the same exact thing out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word shall be established, as you said, Lord. We ask you to set them all free, Father, in Jesus' name, the way you want, in your perfect way, and provide all their needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for giving your angels charge and giving supernatural peace, even as you gave Peter supernatural peace, even when he was chained between the guards. You know, that's rather supernatural. Most people know if he's going to be taken out to be possibly executed the next day, most people would be like, I've got other thoughts in my head other than complete peace. But we thank you for giving Peter supernatural peace, because you said you give us the gospel, Father God. You give us good news. We're made nigh by the blood, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. and the effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Ask for your righteousness to prevail in every one of those missionaries, even the eight-month-old. We ask for a supernatural shalom, peace to them. And we quote about that. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. And we thank you for sending your warring, linking angels round about each one of them, protecting them and delivering them. And thank you, Father, for keeping us all by the power of your name, just like you said in John 17:11. Jesus says, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are all members of the body of Christ. And just like Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus, and Saul never persecuted who became Paul. He never persecuted Jesus in the flesh. He persecuted the body of Christ. So Jesus takes it very, very personally. Whatever you do to the least of these, you've done unto him. Whatever you do to the eight-month-old, they're doing it to Jesus. That's not a good thing to do. You can't poke God who created heaven and earth in the eye and get away with it. So we thank you, Father God, for your proper justice being performed and sending your angels put up with it to even set them free. However you want to do it, Father God, maybe not angels, maybe yes angels, maybe a combination, maybe people, Father God, and moving on those in the so-called Biden regime, oh God, have mercy, to do what you want them to do, because you can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. I know the people of the Biden regime, they're not really necessarily controlled by the people and be concerned by being reelected, because they weren't elected by the people. They were put in place by a foreign government and other people serving the deep state. And so, Father, we ask you, Father God, for your supernatural intervention. We don't look to any man to save us. We don't look to Biden to save us, God knows. We look to the living God, the Lord of heaven and earth, to save us. If I by the finger of God cast out devils, know you this, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. So we bind every ungodly spirit. Satan, you the mind blinder, you the eye blocker, you the spirit of kind of ungodly fear, you and every one of your underlings are perpetually, continually bound. Every spirit of mammon, love of money is bound. We cast their assignment to all those from this gang in Haiti, the 400, kind of 400, whatever it's called, I don't even like the, whatever it's called, M-A-W-O-Z-O gang in Haiti. We bind every spirit of covetousness and love of money. We cancel their assignments. The love of money is the root of all evil. We bind every root of all evil. We bind all generational iniquity spirits, all the ungodly demons affecting each and every one, every witchcraft curse being used against them and used against those being captive, being held against their will in any area, including those in Australia. Everyone who's ever called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ever will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, including all the children, not just the missionaries. Every ungodly is perpetually, continually bound. You, Satan, all your underlings, perpetually, continually bound. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, but destroy the works of the devil. It says in 1 John 3:8, and Jesus says, quote about that, Father, I finished the work thou gavest me to do. And it says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, Lord Jesus himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. It's past tense. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, even as it is written. He has all power in heaven and earth, as it is written in Matthew 28:18. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is Lord of all, just like it says in Acts chapter 10, around verse 34, in Jesus, somewhere around there. Jesus is Lord of all. And we thank you, Father God. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. Every ungodly spirit's bound. We first bind the strong, and we bind every single one of your underlings, speaking to kill, steal, and to destroy, not only coming against the missionaries, but everyone we've interceded for in Jesus' name, including those from the Seattle Union Gospel Mission and those trying to uphold your will being done in Texas, Father God, and these other situations concerning the issue in the United Kingdom, otherwise known as England, in Jesus. And we bind up everyone that is ungodly spirits coming against the body of Christ all over your earth, Lord, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, in Jesus' name. You, Satan, all your underlings perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Every one of your witchcraft curses are returned to sender, at least sevenfold continued repetitions against every spirit being sent against every one of us, not just Sabrina Sessions, not just Bill Pringle, all yours, all the blood war saints in Jesus' name. And it is written in Proverbs 6:30-31, men do not despise a thief to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. And we thank you, Lord. And it is written in Matthew 10:26. Jesus says, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So thank you, Father. We have not received that spirit of bondage again to fear, so we don't fear them. We ask you to reveal what's really going on, Father God, what the enemy is up to, and we thank you for exposing it from our position seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower the righteous run into and are safe. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, thank you, Father, raising us up together with Christ Jesus in the end of Psalm 91 as well. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have interceded for, willing to intercede for, including the gang in Haiti, and all those working against the body of Christ in any area in Jesus' name, not just those in Haiti, not just in the United States, not just those in the United Kingdom, but every single area in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. All your underlings are bound, including Mammon is bound, including Leviathan, every spirit of pride, Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry, worship of self. It's my opinion. Who cares? The only thing that really matters is God's opinion. So we hold every thought captive for each and every one of us. We bind every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We bind every one of those spirits of high things that exalted itself against the knowledge of the true and living God. We cancel their assignment to all those who have interceded, including all the family members of every believer, and all those who have interceded for individually as well as corporately in Jesus' name. And from this situation, concerning what's going on in the United Kingdom, Father God, so-called conversion therapy, Father, we ask that your will be done, that the people be given liberty to do what you want them to do. Because Jesus came, they set the path.
I heard a
beautiful story.
Where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Father.
How you loved me so that you died on Calvary.
Yes, for the Christian advocacy group, the United Kingdom will be able to stand fast, therefore.
And
according to
Galatians
5:1, the liberty
where we're
made us free. Who made us free? Is the head of England, they can
say
that.
You're
still
Lord
to me. We'll stand fast in the liberty where we're going to be with the yoke of bondage anymore. And we thank you, Father.
You're still Lord to me, my Father. In with me.
Every morning, we just rise
in the
Lord. fear, neither pride, neither idolatry. Of the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth whosoever he will, and set us up over at the basis of men. We thank you that you rule and reign.